If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
From New York, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning, and this is the truth about what happened in Atlanta. I want to get to it quick because I have a lot to say about it. 2 inches of snow shuts down one of the biggest cities in the country. People were stranded on roads and interstates for hours, some for two nights. Some are still stranded. How on earth could this happen? As a former 7-year resident of Atlanta who moved there from Chicago via New York, via Philadelphia, let me tell you what most people won't tell you, because some of them have lived in Atlanta all their lives and are too close to it to see it. First of all, the mayor, Kasim Reed, who I know, I really like him and I respect him, he did not prepare for this and was caught off guard. With forecasters predicting the conditions well in advance, the roads and the streets in the city that the city was responsible for were not salted enough in advance of the storm. The interstates and the highways that the state was responsible for were not salted enough in advance as well. Hence, the state is at fault too. Businesses, companies, the school system are all equally at fault because they encouraged and in some cases even ordered people to go home, essentially forcing nearly a million people into a traffic vortex on an already overtaxed and outdated interstate system. It's no secret Atlanta has one of the worst traffic problems in the country, which brings me to who holds the biggest responsibility besides Mother Nature for the awful Atlanta weather tragedy. And they are the citizens of the Atlanta metro area. I'm not blaming the victim. Most of them were just doing what they were told to do on Tuesday to get in their cars and go home. But Atlanta has historically rejected mass transit expansion for decades. In late 2012, Atlantans rejected a multi-billion dollar transportation plan that business leaders called an essential bulwark against regional decline. The plan, which would have helped to relieve congestion to key interstates, at key interstates, by creating 29 miles of new rail to passengers, would have paid for, have been paid for by a mere, get this, 1% increase in sales tax, and they only wanted to do it for 10 years, and Atlantans said no. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution writes, the defeat of sales tax in Atlanta, in that region's traffic congestion problem, leaves it with no viable remedies and was a failure for the first time ever to attempt to unify the 10 counties region's disparate voters behind a plan of action. Had they voted for the plan, the disaster probably still would have happened, but the ball would have been rolling to prevent the next one. Why did they reject it? According to the AJC, a distrust in government. Why is that? There is a huge intervention of the Tea Party in Georgia, which wants no taxes raised for anything, no matter what. The other reason, and here's the big one, is fear. Having lived there, I know many people believe that expanded mass transit will give the wrong kinds of people access to their gated and pristine McMansion communities. They want to keep their neighborhoods the way they are. The city's very limited mass transit system is called MARTA, which stands for Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority. However, the pejorative, the nickname that seems to fall from most people's mouths in private among their friends who look just like them, is MARTA, moving African Americans rapidly through Atlanta. So whether it was the MARTA issue or the fact that the plan wasn't sold well, Atlanta seems bound to be plagued by bad decisions by both its leaders and voters, while its already sprawling metro area just keeps on growing and it ain't gonna stop.
Yeah, you told them. And I'm sure they don't want to hear it, but
they don't want to hear it. For 40 years, they've been trying to get a viable mass transit system in Atlanta, and people keep saying no.
No.
No. And they have to figure out why. In New York City, in Chicago, in Philadelphia, and bigger cities and beyond.
And you do have the worst traffic in the world, probably.
They have the worst traffic there. And if they have a snowstorm here in New York City, guess what? There may be a little bit of problems, but you jump your butt right on a subway and you're at work. I got to work in a blizzard the other day in 7 minutes.
In
7 minutes.
You need rapid transit.
They need, and stop calling it you know what.
Yeah.
Moving Africa.
Through Atlanta.
They think that MARTA
is... It's an old joke, but it's an old
joke.
It's
the truth.
They got a lot of old jokes. When we were off air, I'll tell you what they used to call Omni.
Tell them. You don't want to tell them, Jay?
No.
Omni?
Over a million.
Negroes.
Negroes.
In
one inside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.